The rumbling, however, was louder and seemed to come from all around, accompanied by a deep, rhythmic creaking. Robert was reluctant to venture into the tangled undergrowth to either side, so he stuck to the path and cautiously resumed walking. A dozen paces further on, he came to a grassy cliff edge. Peering over it, he saw a long, rocky ledge a good 30 feet below, all overlooking mist-blurred trees and bushes, perhaps a river. He followed the path along the edge of the cliff, still hearing that grinding, creaking rumble, still unable to fix its direction. After a short while, he noticed a glow in the mist up ahead, down in the bushy vale. As he drew closer, the radiance resolved into a campfire burning between two heaps of boulders, flanked by three sleeping forms and one sitting sentry wrapped in a cloak. All was quiet, he realized. The reverberant rumbling had faded away to nothing. Out of the corner of his eye, he noticed movement to the right. Three tall figures loping around the rocky ledge, slender bipeds with dark-scaled skin and cloth-wound breech clouts. Following them were five black, waist-high dogs with scarcely any necks. Their jaws seemed to emerge from between their powerful shoulders and looked lethal. Robert instinctively ducked behind the cover of bushes to observe. The three newcomers stealthily descended from the ledge, accompanied by their well-trained dogs, and vanished into the hazy tree shadows. From the attention they'd given the campfire, Robert knew what was about to happen and watched with a certain dread. Sure enough, dark figures emerged from the gloom behind the sentry, one to render him insensible, the other to pounce on the others and bind them while a snarling dog stood over each one. Robert realized that one of the bipeds was missing just as he heard the quietest scrape of a foot on the grit of the path behind him. Before he could rise and turn, strong, sinewy arms trapped him about neck and chest. He gasped, struggled ferociously, and felt one of the arms loosen. But anticipation of escape was dashed when the attacker used his free hand to deal Robert's head a stunning blow. Dazed, he was unable to resist as he was slung over one shoulder and carried off. By the time his head cleared and he could see straight, he found he was sitting near the campfire, propped against a nearby boulder with hands and ankles tied. One of the dogs sat a few feet away, watching him with unnervingly pale eyes. The four prisoners, shorter and hairier than their captors, were down on their knees and in a line, each with a dog by their side. They trembled in fear as one of the tall bipeds approached the first, a male in rough woven garments from the side. A lanky arm was raised, the spidery fingers grasping a small blade with a shining edge. The blade fell towards the back of the captive's head. Robert couldn't see what was being done, but some moments later, the biped tugged at a hank of the prisoner's plentiful hair, as if pushing some of it aside. Then, the accompanying dog let its head hang forward. There was a slight tearing, and the top of the dog's head split open to reveal something grey, glistening and ridged. The greyness squirmed, then crawled out of the dog and onto the long, bare arm now extended by the blade-wielding biped. Horrified, Robert had a frisson of surreal recognition.